In the La Crosse area, people can hear cardinals and house finches talking more, and the chickadees have already started their breeding calls. That's according to Cooley Region Audubon Society President Dan Jackson.
Yeah, they're just enjoying the beautiful, more spring-like weather, you know, just like we are.
He says for these year-round residents, breeding activity is driven by the amount of daylight, so they're probably not mating early because of the weather. As for the migrating birds, Jackson says some unusual ones have remained in Wisconsin and continue to survive.
There have been a couple sightings of ruby-crowned kinglets, a common yellowthroat, which is actually a warbler, which you would associate with, you know, late spring and summer. You know, there's always a few yellow-rumped warblers that'll stick around, and again, they switch to fruit, but it seems like there have been quite a few more sightings of those.
More waterfowl and water birds, like geese, ducks, and sandhill cranes, are not migrating and are overwintering in Wisconsin. Andy Polios is a Department of Natural Resources biologist and the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative coordinator. He says birds have had more access to food and open water. Polios says birds gamble with migration.
Migration itself is inherently dangerous, and so when they decide to migrate long distances, they end up in places where they're less familiar. So if they can stay up here longer and find food, they probably have higher rates of survival.
But, Polios adds, the birds run the risk of a late freeze or snowstorm that could impact chicks. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.